بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these bodies. And indeed, this is an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lot of importance is given by man to preserve his body, his physical body. And therefore, we nourish our bodies with food, different types of nutritious foods. Man is very concerned that he must look good. He must appear, have a good appearance. Women generally beautify themselves. So the physical body is given a lot of importance. We make sure that we choose the right food. Sometimes a person has to undergo a diet. If there are some problems he has, if he has got a sugar problem, then he has to ensure that he does not have anything sweet, otherwise his sugar levels go up. If his cholesterol, he's got a problem, then he must make sure he doesn't eat those type of foods that will affect his cholesterol. So we generally attach much importance to our physical bodies. However, as far as the ruh is concerned, the spiritual aspect of our bodies, very little importance or hardly any importance is given to our spiritual selves. How much do we care about or show concern about beautifying our soul, our ruh? That woman will preen herself in front of the mirror because she's going to go out to some nikah function so that everybody admires her. That young man will dress up very, very elegantly. Why? Because he's going out with his friends, so he has to look and he has to wear the right clothes to keep up with the fashion. Sometimes the person will go to the gym to pump iron so he can flex his muscles, walk out with his broad chest. But as far as the ruh is concerned, have we ever bothered about beautifying our ruh? Cleansing our ruh, polishing this ruh, bringing nur into this ruh. We claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, every single believer has to love Allah Rabbul Izzat. To make the claim that I am an ashiq of Allah, I love Allah, it is easy. The reality sometimes is something else. And therefore, mashayikh have mentioned, and we have discussed this previously also, how does one gauge whether he has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? There are signs, there are alamat. And amongst these signs, we should question ourselves. Let us not worry about the next person. Each person should introspect his own life. How much am I longing and desiring and yearning to meet my Allah? Do I have that shock in my heart, that yearning, that love, that I want to meet my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it that I am not ready to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I am not ready, then there is a question mark. Then we should introspect ourselves, why am I not ready to meet my Allah? So that person who really has the desire to meet his Allah, then that is one sign that he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. And again, it's not just lip service that I'm ready to meet my Allah. No. He genuinely has the desire. Like how we're going to visit a certain friend of ours, or a certain guest is going to come. The entire day we're preparing and we're waiting. And all the time anybody phones us, we say, my certain friend is coming today. I'm going there to meet some person. Person goes on some journey. And he says, I'm going to a certain place. So he looks forward to that journey. Are we looking forward to the journey of the Akhirat? If a person really is waiting to meet his Allah, then you will find the sign that his ulama have mentioned, then he'll be engaged in much tilawat of the Quran. Every opportunity he gets, he will be reading the Quran Sharif. He'll be engaged in excessive tilawat of the Quran. So he will come early to the masjid. He will open the Quran. After he performed his sunnah, there is still time for salah, for the jama'ah to stand up. He will quickly open his Quran and begin reciting. Even out of the masjid at home, he will wait to open his Quran. He will make special time. If for some reason or the other, something cropped up, some need arose, he couldn't make up for the tilawat, he'll feel that need inside within him. He'll feel restless. Something is missing today. And when he ponders and reflects, I did not finish my quota of tilawat for the day. So he will not be able to sleep until he finishes that quota of tilawat for that day. Why? Because he loves his Allah. And the person who loves Allah will read that kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though he may not understand it, of course, it is most important that we understand the Quran, then the feeling is totally different. When each ayat the person will ponder and reflect, he will shed those tears, he will read front, he will go back, he will want to repeat those verses. But even if a person does not understand, then too, because he loves his Allah, he will open his Quran, he will finish his khatam of the Quran, he will start again after finishing the khatam. The moment he comes to Surah Nas, he will start again Surah Fatiha, Alif Lam Mim, Surah Baqarah, and he will continue his tilawat. He will wait for those moments of solitude. Khalwah, as we say. Time for privacy. Not to be busy on the internet and with the social media and to change and update my status and my profile. Allah forgive us. So many a good person today, all the time, he's busy changing and upgrading his status. All the time, he's involved only in his WhatsApp messages, internet. But the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wait for those private moments when everybody is asleep, and now he's in communion with Allah Rabbul Izzat. We call that munajat. He is now talking to his Allah. He is begging his Allah. He is speaking to Allah. Even though there may be no words that can be heard, his heart, his lips are moving. His heart is talking to Allah. Oh my Allah, I have this problem. Oh my Allah, I have that problem. Oh Allah, I want this from you. Oh Allah, grant me the Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, make me be in the company of Rasulullah s.a.w. on the day of Qiyamah. And he will make those various du'as. Du'as of dunya, yes. He's not well, he's sick. Somebody is not well in the family. A friend is not well. He will make all those du'as. And especially for his akhirat. Especially to create that bond and attachment. And that is the time when a person begins to enjoy the serenity of the night, the peace of the night. What type of night does an ashiq of this world have with his ma'shuqa, a lover of this world, who is having an illicit relationship? That hours of the night that he spends in that haram relationship with his so-called friend, that is absolutely brings darkness to the heart. It covers the person in sin. He's disobedient to Allah, but an ashiq of Allah, the sweetness he enjoys can never be described. May Allah grant us that. So in that time of solitude, he will make dua. In the time of khalwat, he will engage in tahajjud salah. He's performed his five salah for the day with jamaat, with the woman at home. He performed, and they performed the salat on time. But now he's waiting for that special moments when everything is so serene and tranquil. And that is the time, whether he reads two rakats or many more rakats. But when he puts his head in sajda, now when he sings Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, now he's enjoying his tahajjud that he's engaged in. This is a true aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that person who is waiting to watch that soccer match or that cricket match and he's bragging about his team and he's become a fanatic and he spends those hours at night or watching hours at night pornographic material and watching all those haram entertainment. Or the person is spending his whole Saturday night in clubs. My respected brothers and elders, again remind ourselves, we are the makhluq of Allah. We are the servants of Allah. Allah knows every single thing that we are doing. Allah loves us. We want to see the signs of love that we have. Then these are the signs we must look for, search for. Do I wait for the times of solitude so I can engage in some type of ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then he'll engage in dhikrullah. When he makes the dhikr, it's not just quickly rushing through some dhikr. Here we just are learning how to make dhikr. But when we are alone, then we are in person is engaged in dhikrullah. When he says Allah, then he can feel every heartbeat saying Allah. The hair on his body as though it is saying Allah. Every limb of his body is saying Allah. He feels that closeness with his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he makes sure that he does not engage in any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or before that, he has accomplished his fara'id. Now he'll look for doing nawafil. And we mentioned the hadith of Rasul before, that the greatest, most beloved thing Allah Ta'ala wants from us, is most dear to Allah, is the fara'id that Allah has given us. The fara'id, that we fulfill the fara'id of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then, a person gets closer and closer and closer to Allah through nawafil. Whether it is sadaqah, whether it is nafil salat, whether it is umrah, whatever it may be. So then the person seeks and he looks for those opportunities of doing nafil, optional acts, fasting, so that he can gain that proximity to Allah. He becomes each time closer and closer and closer. And so he's careful to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So he will give preference to the itaat of Allah over the obedience and dictates of his nafs and his carnal desires. He will give ithar to the love of Allah over the love of every other thing. So he's a human being. He's tempted towards some haram. At that time, he focuses his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he gives preference to that over any other carnal desire of his that he has. If he then blunders, he's a human, he makes a mistake, she makes a mistake, the moment this happens, immediately the person resorts to tawbah. If somebody is very close, a husband and wife, they're very close to each other. And the husband hurts the wife's feeling, or the wife hurts the husband's feeling, or a ustad and the pupil have a very close relationship, and the student did something wrong. Immediately, Marana, please make me maaf, please make me maaf. The wife will beg the husband, please forgive me, I made a mistake. The husband will ask the wife for forgiveness. Why? Because you do not want to disobey that person. There's a bond, there's a relationship. Like that the person, the believer, the ashiq of Allah, the moment he makes a mistake, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Immediately he realizes, he remembers Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he seeks forgiveness. Oh Allah, you forgive me. And Allah waits to forgive him. Then he gives special affection or muhabbat or shafqat or compassion to the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is a lover of Allah. And the creation of Allah also become beloved to him. And then he will serve the creation of Allah. He will not harm the creation of Allah. He will not even harm an ant. He will not harm his neighbor. He will not harm his elders. He will not oppress his young ones. Why? Because he is a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the signs that we need to see. Do we have these signs in ourselves, these alamat, If we do have it, inshallah, we're moving in the right way. If we do not have these signs, then inshallah we should inculcate these type of qualities so that we become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned in the beginning, it is easy to claim that we love Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if we look into our lives, do we have these alamat of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat? So a person, just as he has to take precaution and he has to care and preserve his physical body, in fact, more than that, much, much, much more than that, he has to bother and to have complete concern about his spiritual self. Because when a person experiences mort in this world, when this body experiences death, what happens? There's the end of this body. It is finished. But mort to this life, to the spiritual self of the person, to the spirituality of the person, mort to the soul of the person, brings death, destruction of the person, not only in this world, but the akhirat as well. He's lost this world and the akhirat. If he has a life, a qalb, a heart that has got life in it, so even when he passes away in this world, but he will not suffer in the hereafter. He will not get adab in the hereafter. But he will enjoy the beautiful breeze of Jannah. He will enjoy the gardens of Jannah. But that person who had a dead heart, so just as he dies in this world, the heart also is dead. The heart will suffer azab in the hereafter. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us hayat, qalb. May Allah give us those signs that depict the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah make us true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all humans, we make mistakes. The moment we make mistake, turn to Allah, turn to Allah, turn to Allah. Tawbah, istighfar, then try and improve our lives. E.g., there should be some type of improvement in our lives. Otherwise, we will remain on the same spot from the time we started our life. In fact, we might retrogress. We need to progress. And inshallah, day by day, minute by minute, second by second, we will try to improve ourselves until we get that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. And therefore we have dhikrullah, which is an extremely essential part in the love, in gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Durus Sharif. Ponder over the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the grandeur of Allah. When you say La ilaha, we are negating everything which is wrong from our heart, all the evil, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy. We are saying illallah, besides Allah. So nafi and isbat. Now we are putting in our heart the love of Allah, the oneness of Allah, tawheed of Allah, the greatness of Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي خير وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Ya Allah, make us your true lovers, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us its qalbi saleem, may Allah. Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, may Allah. Remove the filth that has accumulated on our hearts, may Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of reading tahajjud salah every day, may Allah. Every night, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of performing nawafil, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill every faraid first, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the times of khalwat and munajat with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy the sweetness of communion and talking to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us that, ya Allah, the true, ya Allah, make us true zakireen and true shakireen, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making shukr for every ni'mat that you have given us, may Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us iman, may Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever sins we have committed, may Allah. Major sins, minor sins, big sins, small sins, may Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public or privacy, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin that we committed, may Allah. Give us that himmat and that courage not to go back to those sins, may Allah. Give us true taqwa, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rosy and sustenance, may Allah. Make it come to us with ease, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, may Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, may Allah, throughout the globe, may Allah, different parts of the world, may Allah. Earthquake in Indonesia, may Allah, people are suffering, may Allah. In Rohingya, they are still suffering, may Allah. Ya Allah, in Palestine, in Syria, may Allah. In Iraq, they are bombarded, may Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria especially, may Allah. Masoom, masoom children have got bombs coming home above their heads, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many are being massacred, may Allah. So many parts of Africa, there's drought, may Allah. There are wars that are taking place, may Allah. Ya Allah, there's crime that has become so prevalent, may Allah. Ya Allah, there's hijacking, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, it is because of our weaknesses and our doings, may Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, may Allah. Change our conditions, may Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam spread to the four corners of the globe, may Allah. Ya Allah, create peace and harmony in the entire ummah, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, may Allah. So many have got different type of diseases and illnesses, may Allah. Young and old, may Allah. Ya Allah, people have requested du'as, may Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hand, may Allah. You are ash-shafi, may Allah. Ya Allah, you grant each and every one who is ill, may Allah. Give them complete shifa, may Allah. Especially those who have got cancer, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many have left this world. Every single day we are seeing janazas, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant all those marhumin jannatu firdaus and their family sabri jameel, may Allah. So many have become yateem, may Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your shafqat and muhabbat, ya Allah, your rahmat that, ya Allah, we are begging you, Allah, to send upon all those yateems, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut in Madina Sharif, buril in jannatul baqi, may Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, may Allah.
protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students. Protect all of us from the azab of the qabr, from azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يلا grant all of us إخلاص المقبولية من الله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.